Okay, let me tell you, I'm telling to a kindergarten graduation in a couple of weeks, and this is the one I'm going to tell them. And it starts out like all Jack tales. There's this boy named Jack, and he lived in a little old house with his ma and his pa, and they were real poor. And times was hard. Nobody could find a job anywhere. And so Jack's pa, he decided to go over the mountain to the sawmill. He heard they were hiring over there. But the problem was it was too far for him to come home every night from that sawmill. So what he would do, he would go over there and he'd stay in with somebody over there for the week. And then he'd get paid and then he'd come back over the mountain to his wife and son. And they'd get a little money and he'd give them a little money and he'd spend the weekend and then he'd go back. So that was how they were living. And one day when it came to Thursday afternoon supper, they sat down to eat supper, Jack and his mama, and there was not a whole lot of food on his plate. But he ate it, and it was good, and he said, "Mama, that's good. Could I have some more?" And she said, "Jack, ain't no more." He said, "We have eaten all the food in the house, and we've run out of money, and we're not going to have any until your daddy comes home tomorrow night." He said, "We're going to have to go hungry tomorrow." Well, Jack didn't like the sound of that one bit. And she said, "But you know there is something you can do to help." He said, "What you could do is," said, "you could go down to Farmer Smith's farm down there, and you go up on the porch and knock on his door. And when he opens the door, you say, 'Well, me and my mama, we need some money so that we can buy bread and bologna for supper tonight so we don't have to go hungry. And he'll hire you, I hope, to do some work.'" Well, Jack wasn't sure he liked that because he'd never worked before in his life. And he was just a little old thing. But he said, "All right, Mama, I'll do it." So the next morning, they got up real early. Mama gave him a drink of water. That's all he had to eat. And he walked down to Farmer Smith's farm. Wasn't very far, but that water was sloshing around in his stomach as he went. And he got down there, and he did what his mama told him. He knocked on the door. The farmer said, "Well, Jack, what are you doing here?" And Jack said, "Well, Mama and I, we're out of food, and we got no money. And would you give me a job? I'll work all day for you so we can buy bread and bologna for supper tonight." And the farmer thought and said, "Well," and he looked at Jack, and Jack was little. He didn't look like he could do much work. And he said, "Well, let me try you with one thing." He said, "Come on around back to the tool shed." So they went around back to the tool shed, and there was all these tools hanging in there. And he reached up and picked a great old big sledgehammer. And you know, a sledgehammer is a real heavy hammer that you swing with both arms. And it's pretty hard work. And he said, "See, can you lift that sledgehammer?" Oh, Jack picked it up, and let me tell you, it was so heavy, it hurt him to lift it. But he wanted to earn some money for his mama, so he said, "All right, I can carry it." He said, "Well, follow me out into my pasture." And they walked out in the pasture with Jack lugging that big old heavy hammer. And he got out there, and they walked up to a rock. And he said, "Jack, you see that rock?" Now, Jack thought to himself, "Lord, how could I miss it? That's the biggest rock I ever seen." But the farmer said, "Tell you what I'll do. I'm tired of looking at that rock out here in my pasture. Take that hammer and bust it up, and I'll give you a dime tonight, and you can have bread and bologna for supper." So the farmer went on back about his chores, and Jack went to work. Now, of course, everybody knows the first thing you do when you got work to do is you spit on your hands, and then you rub them together, and then you rub them on your britches, and then you take a hold of that hammer, and you take a swing, and you whack right on that rock. Well, Jack did that. Now, in his little old mind, he had figured out that when he hit that one big whack, that rock would just fall apart, and he'd be done. And he looked at that rock, and it had a little old bitty white mark on it about that big, and Jack thought, "Oh, law, this is going to be harder than I thought." So he spit on his hands, rubbed his hands together, rubbed them on his britches, took another whack. Well, that little white mark got a little bigger, but he still wasn't doing much. And so he said, "This time I'm going to hit it 5 times without stopping," which he did. And he looked, and there was a little crack coming in the rock. And so he said, "Next time I'll hit it 10 times. And so he did the same thing again. But now, by this time, the sun had come out, and that hammer was just as heavy as it had been, maybe even heavier. And Jack began to sweat in the sun. And he sat there, and he looked up at the sun, and he thought, "You know, wouldn't it be nice to be the sun? And I could just hang out there and shine and not have to work, not have to break up rocks to get bread and bologna for supper." Well, just about that time, the community conjure man was walking by. Everybody had conjure men back then. Every community had somebody that could take your warts off, and they called him the conjure man. and he had a magic walking stick. When he waved it, he could make things happen. And he heard Jack make that wish, and he thought, wouldn't it be funny if Jack got his wish? So he waved that stick one time, and poof, Jack was turned into the sun. He was up there hanging around in the sky, shining down. Oh, my goodness, this is wonderful. He made the farmer wipe his face with a handkerchief and made the old granny out in the yard hanging clothes run in and get a straw hat, made the babies have freckles on their noses. He said, I'm going to go over to Freddy's house. I'm going to burn him. I'm going to sunburn him so bad. But all of a sudden, a little cloud drifted between him and the earth. And Jack shined down, but the cloud had him blocked out. And he said, well, darn, this ain't no fun. I wish I could be that cloud, and then I could block out the sun. Well, the old conjure man had a magic ear, and he could hear Jack up there. So he waved his stick, and Jack turned into a cloud. And, oh, that was great, because it didn't take Jack long to figure out that clouds have rain and thunder and lightning in them. And so he started raining on everybody and making them run in the house. And he said, I'm going to go to Freddy's house. I'm going to rain on him so hard. But just about that time, he heard a sound. What do you think it was?
I don't know.
It was the wind.
It was the wind.
And the wind blew the cloud, and he blew him. And Jack said, wait, I want to go to Freddy's house. But the wind blew him all the way out over the ocean. And Jack said, shaw, this ain't no fun. Fish are already wet. Who cares if you rain on them? Said, I wish I could be the wind. Well, that old conjure man with his magic ear heard that wish, waved his magic stick, and poof, Jack was turned into the wind. Now, this was really fun. The wind can go 100 miles an hour. The wind can blow the leaves out of the trees. The wind can blow the clothes off the clothesline. The wind can blow people's hats off. Said, I'm going to go blow dirt in Freddy's eyes. But just then he hit something. Whack! Knocked him back. And he looked, and there was a great big rock. So he took back and whoosh, he tried again. And, well, that rock just wouldn't move. And Jack said, well, darn, I don't like this. I was wishing I could move that rock. Said, I wish I was that rock. And the conjure man waved his magic stick, and Jack was a rock. And Jack said, oh, boy, I can stand here forever. Nobody's going to mess with me. I'm the strongest thing in the world. Until he saw a boy walking up with a sledgehammer. And that boy spit on his hands and rubbed them together and rubbed him on his britches legs. And he reared back with that sledgehammer, and whack! He hit Jack, and Jack thought, oh, no, he's going to break me up. And that boy kept whacking on Jack, and Jack started falling apart. And he said, no, I don't want to be a rock. I wish I was a boy with a sledgehammer. And the conjure man heard him, and you know what he did. He waved his magic stick, and Jack was turned into a boy with a sledgehammer. And he stood there for a minute and looked around at what he had done, and he scratched his little old head bone and said, well, shaw, I done wished myself to be the sun and a cloud and a wind and a rock, and now here I am right back where I started. Well, if I'd been working all this time instead of wishing, I'd have been half done. So he went on to work, and by the end of the day, believe it or not, he had busted up that big rock, and sure enough, the farmer gave him a dime, and he went by the store, and him and his mama had bread and bologna for supper that night. And that made them feel real good. And that's the story of Jack and the old conjure man.